Nicolas Maduro plans socialist hands-off Venezuela concert to rival Richard Branson. By Francis Martel on February 19, 2019. Venezuela's socialist dictatorship announced Tuesday the organization of a concert on the Colombian border to celebrate the repressive regime. It is planned to be a direct response to a coordinated effort led by British billionaire Richard Branson to organize a concert on the Colombian side to raise funds for humanitarian aid. Dictator Nicolás Maduro's Minister of Communication and Information, Jorge Rodriguez, said in a public address that the hands-off Venezuela concert will take place on the Simón Bolívar Bridge that connects Venezuela to the Colombian town of Cúcuta, where the United States recently sent $20 million worth of food and medical aid intended for Venezuela, but Maduro's forces blocked their entry. The pro-Maduro concert is allegedly so popular, according to Rodriguez, that the government had to schedule it to last 2 days to accommodate all the artists participating. Rodriguez did not name a single artist confirmed to appear at the event. One possibility is a performance from Maduro himself, who regularly appears on Venezuelan state television dancing salsa or playing drums with pro-regime salsa bands. Maduro appeared on television last week playing conga drums. There are so many Venezuelan artists and brothers and sisters from all over the world who want to participate in this message of love, message of solidarity, message of denunciation against the brutal aggression that they are intending to submit the Venezuelan people. Rodriguez asserted that we are going to have to dedicate 2 days to the immense concert. The event will take place on February 22nd and 23rd. Branson's Venezuela Aid Live concert is scheduled to take place on February 22 in Cúcuta, on the other side of the border, and is intended to raise funding for humanitarian aid for Venezuelans. Unlike the Maduro effort, Branson's concert has already confirmed around 15 acts performing, including some of the biggest names in the Latin American music industry like Dominican songwriter Juan Luis Guerra, Colombian stars Carlos Vives and Maluma, and Venezuelan artist Ricardo Montaner. The only English-language act confirmed so far is British rock legend Peter Gabriel. Maduro's regime has repeatedly denied the existence of any humanitarian crisis in Venezuela. Maduro ordered troops to block the entry of food and medicine paid for by Washington from Cúcuta last week. His vice president, Delcy Rodriguez, claimed that America had sent carcinogenic and poison food, according to several scientific studies. The United States is looking to poison our people with chemicals. We could call them biological weapons, Rodriguez claimed. Despite the shocking lack of access to basic goods in the country, a product of 2 decades of socialist rule, Rodriguez claimed on Tuesday that the hands-off Venezuela concert would serve as a humanitarian effort to aid Cúcuta, a city that for years has offered its amply stocked markets to Venezuelans living on the border. Rodriguez claimed, citing statistics from a government-sponsored journalist, that Cúcuta suffers severe wealth inequality and pregnant women in Cúcuta have to come to Venezuela to have their children. Maduro's regime will send over 20,000 food aid boxes from the Socialist Local Committees for Supply and Production, CLAP, to Colombia during the concert, according to Rodriguez. Maduro typically uses the boxes, which often come with putrid or insect-infested food supplies, to buy votes from starving Venezuelans who have no other access to food. Venezuela will also allegedly send dozens of doctors to the other side of the border for free checkups. Venezuela's legitimate president, Juan Guaido, reacted with disgust to the news that Maduro would spend millions on a concert in an attempt to outdo Branson. You have to be really disconnected from the Venezuelan reality to mock the needs of the Venezuelan people like this, Guaido said. You have to be really cynical. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, who visited Cúcuta this weekend to demand Maduro let aid in, mocked the non-existent talent list for hands-off Venezuela. I don't know what musicians are going to be at that concert, he told reporters. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.